7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
No,
that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. Yes, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee once again. My name is Tobe. Yeah, and I'm having... What is this feeling? What is this emotion that I'm experiencing? Am I annoyed? I think I'm annoyed. What am I annoyed at? Well, we'll get to that in a minute because the first thing I need to do is pour some tea. And it looks yummy. And what kind of... What kind of tea are we drinking today? Oh, yeah. Ooh, daddy. Mm-hmm. Well, we're back on the Yin Ding Che Guan Yin again today. And I'm drinking a second infusion. Remember all that leaf I infused once 2 days ago? Yeah, I'm on the second batch of that. So I'm going to be drinking this the rest of the day. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's so delicious. It's good. It's good. The other thing that's annoying me right now is that it looks like it's a nice sunny day outside, but it's not. It's very windy, and it's going to get windier. Will I lose power? Yeah, probably. But there's no... use worrying about it now, because right now we got to leave this room because I can hear my cat yanging out here. I don't know what's going on, but she's yanging up. Hi. Yeah, you're a baby. You expect me to do stuff after you were being such a pain in the ass last night? Now I got to go upstairs and see what the cat wants. What's a kitty want? Yeah. And why were you being bad baby last night? Yeah, so last night at about midnight, last night at about midnight, the cat starts deciding to be... She wants... Yes, yang babies. The cat decides she wants to be annoying. And so for 3 hours, she's just standing around, standing next to my synthesizers. And every time... Every time she thinks I'm not paying attention, she has to start swiping at the wires and start messing with my headphones and... I don't care what you think, because you were being bad baby last night. You were bad baby. This went on until 3 a.m. Finally, at 3 a.m., she decided she was going to let me sleep. So I lay down on the floor, covered myself with blankets, and as I was trying to go to sleep, she decides that she wants to start making noise and start being super annoying baby. That's you. I'm talking about you. So what does she do? The cat goes over into the laundry room, which is, you know, all of 2 meters away from where I sleep. She jumps up onto the washing machine, and then she jumps up onto the shelf where I stored the laundry detergent, and she starts knocking things off the shelf that then fall onto the washing machine. This makes a loud metallic sound. You know, it's 3:15, 3:30 a.m., my world is finally quiet enough where I can get some sleep. And what did you decide to do? You decided to make so much damn noise. What the hell is your kitty problem? So that's what I had to put up with last night.
Yes, that's because of you.
And then, of course, I didn't sleep very well. So I'm kind of tired. And I'm walking around with my socks on. Why am I walking around with my socks on? You want some water? I'll give you some water, because you need to be a good baby, not a bad.
Okay, so look at the damn water. Yeah, look, I'm pouring it. Oh, isn't that looking good? Yes, it sure looks good. For kitties to drink, you better just drink it, goddammit.
Okay, Cat is finally drinking water. And why am I wearing socks? It's not that cold. Drink the damn water. Okay, I'm done with this because I don't want to risk my back. My back was a little bit weird last night, but it never did anything. And I'm wearing socks. Why? Because I need to clean my kitchen floor. That doesn't make any sense, Tobe. I know. You don't have to tell me it doesn't make any damn sense. Earlier, like a half an hour ago, I was in here making tea and stuff, and I stepped somewhere. I'm not sure where, and I stepped on somewhere was sticky. And then once you step on something sticky, then once you move, now you're transferring stickiness as you were walking around. And I was thinking, oh my God, I got to clean the kitchen floor. What the hell? And I can't figure out where the sticky spot is. And then it was suddenly time to do dubious goals committee. So I still haven't, cleaned my floor. Hey, who wants to listen to, this would be a good idea for a radio show. Let's listen to Tobe while his wash his floor. Where's the damn mop? The mop is downstairs.
What? You're being bad annoying, baby. You know that, right?
The cat does not want to drink any water. We're going to have to do the paper towel trick. Oh, this is my life. This is... And you know, it's not like I don't have anything better to do. The power's probably going to go out. I should probably be getting ready for that. How does one get ready for that? I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm talking about today. I don't think I do. All I know is I'm getting the kitty water again. Look
at this. Look at all this kitty water you're getting in the kitty cup. Oh, it's so damn delicious. You better drink
the damn water. You know, I am not going to put up with any of your kitty crap today. Yeah, you can't walk over that water splash. Now get there. Yeah, get some.
Get some of that water. Drink it up for kitties.
Oop, she's drinking. Those are the sounds of my cat. Finally drinking the water. Okay. This means we can put the cap back on the kitty water jug. Oh, and we can head downstairs. Wait, before I head downstairs. Oh, wait, wasn't I gonna wash the kitchen floor? I'll do it later. I'm looking out my window. And I can see leaves blowing around. It's supposed to get very windy. A lot of wind lately. A lot of wind around here lately. It's been windier than normal. Okay, so back downstairs we go. And what happened? Oh, yeah, I forgot. My sports news is over. So I guess that just means we can get down to some kind of dubious business. Maybe some kind of Blenda business.
Oh, Blenda.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Oh. You know, it's at times like these I feel like I could really use a round tray of hamburgers. I feel like maybe that could make me a little bit more productive, at least feel like I'm being productive, because I have not been being productive in the last, I don't know, 24 hours, and I don't feel like being productive today. All I want to do today is, I don't even know. Well, I mean, obviously, I want to wash my kitchen floor at some point in time. And there's my mop right over there. I can see it in the laundry room. It's 2.5 meters away. Do I want to actually, like, deal with mop business? Or should I just, I don't know, I'm thinking about using the Tobe technique of cleaning the floor, which means I'll probably just throw, you know, a paper towel. I'll rip a paper towel off the roll, then I'll cut it in half, then I'll get both of those halves wet, throw the halves on the floor and stand on them, and then skate around on my kitchen floor for a few seconds before I get bored. And then I'll throw the paper towels away. Actually, I won't even do that. I'll just let them dry somewhere. I'll hang them over the edge of the sink so that they'll dry. And then I can use that paper towel again later. Tobe, my God, are you really that cheap? It's not a matter of cheapness. It's just that I really appreciate paper. I really love my paper towels. And I don't use them unless I really have to. You know, unless there's no other choice. And if I'm just using a paper towel to wipe up water, that seems like a waste. You know, like when I'm doing the kitty water trick. When I do the kitty water trick, it's just paper towel's just got water on it. I set it aside. And then when that dries out, you know, 8 hours later, then I can use that paper towel to clean up other stuff, too. It saves the trees. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, what are you, some kind of long-haired tree hugger? Well, you've seen pictures of me, and you know where I hang out. What do you think?
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
No, but I'm still working on girlfriend Cambodia. Or she might be girlfriend Laos, but girlfriend Hmong. Cute little tall skinny girl works at the grocery store. I should go to the grocery store. I should go to the good store. The good tea store. What's my excuse for going to the tea store? The girls? No. No? Jeez. Who do you think I am? Yeah, tea and girls. That's a good reason to go. Oh, my excuse is the storm. It's going to get really windy. There might be a storm. Oh, we got to stock up on food. Before the storm, maybe we should stock up on girlfriend. Okay. Do I have cabin fever already? Am I going a little bit crazy from being stuck in my house? And now I'm kind of worried about food. How much food do I have if there is a big storm? Well, I've got today's lunch. And I've got some emergency food, meaning I've got a lot of rice, I got some egg rolls, I've got a giant pretzel in my freezer, don't ask. And what else do I have in the way of food? I've got plenty of stuff. I'm sure I can go for a few days. All right, so if we're not going to plan for any emergency rations and all that kind of stuff, what do we need to do? Maybe we need to get into some music. Let's have some music. And being as I don't know what I feel like listening to today, I think we're going to have to see what's coming out of the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
I give it a damn about my reputation.
and not me either. Oh, that was our little Joni, our little Joni Jet. And she has such a bad reputation. Oh, don't we love it? Yes, we do. But while Joni was playing her little song there, I decided to call up some Godzilla because I've been a little bit Godzilla-deprived lately. So I think we need to punch it in. This is where the student reporter from the University of Whenever is checking out the little hieroglyphics in the cave.
Could be demons.
Oh, it could be demons.
It looks like a prophecy of some sort.
A prophecy?
A prophecy. Come and look at this.
Oh, it's a Shisa.
This one looks like one of them. You know what it is?
It's a Shisa.
Probably. The guardian of the Azumis. He's called King Caesar.
King Caesar?
King Caesar.
There's a legend among the Azumis. It's handed down by tradition. Long ago, when people from the mainland came to conquer Okinawa, a huge brown monster appeared and saved the royal family of the Azumis. The monster's name was King Caesar.
No, it wasn't. It's a nice statue, though. So, now let's head back to Shuri University.
Black Mountain appears above the clouds.
Ooh, how prophetic sounding.
A monster will destroy the world.
Yes. I think we know who she's talking about. Ooh, the door is being opened very sneakily. Oh, who's this man peeking into our student reporter's office? You can tell he's a bad guy because he has a mustache. And he's being very quiet and furtive. He's making furtive movements. Oh, but he hears footsteps, so he has to disappear quickly. Who's coming around the corner? Ooh, it's another shady, shady guy in a black trench coat and sunglasses. And he has long hair and his collar is turned up. And why couldn't they get me for this role? Oh, wait, because when they filmed this, I was only 6 years old and wasn't at my full awesomeness yet. And so he's going to adjust his sunglasses as he looks in. And and right as the camera zooms in on his ring, we cut to a scene of a jet taking off. Oh, going to Okinawa. Yes. We are watching Godzilla versus Mega Godzilla. And how old did I say I was? No, I would have actually been, I'm not going to tell you. It doesn't matter. But the thing that annoys me about this movie so much is the whole King Caesar. King Caesar. So yeah, what happened was, somebody who was Japanese was trying to explain to the American translators that the name of the monster is King Shisa, because he's the king of the Shisa. He's a Shisa. He's one of those little things that looks like a cross between a lion and a dog, and that's what they are. They're lions. They are interpretations of lions. Hey, let's draw some lions. What do they look like? I don't know, but I heard about them from this guy who traveled to Africa and saw them, and they kind of look like this, and so that's where they get these things. And instead of the Americans saying, oh, excuse me, did you say Caesar? He just said, oh, King Caesar. Yes, we understand Caesar, the ancient Roman emperor. Makes no damn sense whatsoever. And so due to terrible translations, we get the gem that is Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I am. Why can't we ever get something like, oh, say, Godzilla versus Banana-na-na-na-na. Banana-na-na.
Banana-na-na.
Banina-na.
Banina-na.
That's what we all want. Godzilla versus
Banana-na-na.
Banana-na-na-na-na. We're not going to get any Godzilla versus Banana-na-na.
よくわからないけど、どんまいなの。ゴロゴロ、お重水利ませんか。ピーマン汁、小松菜汁、ほうれん草汁。ねえねえ、朝ごはんの時間だ。うちだいじゃ楽やりたい。新幹線ごっこ。お、やれやれ。ねえねえ、できた。はい、どっちも食べる。休むんかい。ニャンパス。 僕から棒に。
Oh, yes, sometimes I just need some yabre cabre. Pardon me. But yeah, no, we need to get to some real music here. And I just don't know what I want to listen to. I mean, what would be the most important or most appropriate music to play right now? I mean, is this one of those days where I might have to drop the Ario Speedwagon? Beautiful, The Clash. Everybody loves The Clash. Not as many people love Ario Speedwagon. I do love The Clash. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what's your deal with the Ario Speedwagon thing lately? And, you know, I don't really think I can answer that question. I have no answer for you. It's just sometimes I get that song stuck in my head. And it's usually because I go to the store and I listen to the radio and that'll be the song that comes on. And then I'll hear like the first, you know, the first verse, and then I'll get out of my car and head into the store. By the time I get out of the store, the song's over. And so then my brain like thinks it wants to hear the finish of the song. And I'm saying, no, brain, no, we don't need to hear any REO Speedwagon. But I do sort of love REO Speedwagon in a way. I mean, come on, they basically invented the arena anthem. Yeah, because think back to the 80s when every band had to have their big love anthem. Yeah, we can blame REO Speedwagon for that. Specifically, what is that guy's name? What is the front man's name? Kevin, what is this guy, Curran or Curry? I don't know, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in every single day at 1930 UTC, even Christmas and other holidays, because I'll be here. But I'm leaving now. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?